Well, we continue our theme tonight, talking about how to keep Chicago teenagers off the streets. We turn to another foundation in Chicago that's using mentoring as their tool of choice. The Common Ground Foundation believes mentoring and helping kids with college preparedness and other skills is the way to give back to the South and West Sides of Chicago. Named after the hip-hop MC Common, of course, the foundation has been serving Chicago kids for over 10 years. Common's mother, Dr. Mahalia Ann Hines, is on the board of directors, but the foundation is run by Leslie Pappas, and she is in studio tonight. Leslie, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, we had this great conversation just in this 7:30 about U Media, and we ended on mentoring. I thought it was a great way to pick that back up. That's a big part of what the Common Ground Foundation does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We run a mentoring and college readiness program for high school students from the South and the West Side of the city. Our work really starts with the idea that these kids, if you invest in them and you give them the tools and the resources to become the next future leader and empower them to do so, they will. It's mm-hmm. a platform for them, really a launch pad for them to go and do and dream and achieve what they dream. So that's kind of where we start with them. Mm-hmm. And we work with high school kids all 4 years. So we grab them the summer before their freshman year. We do an annual summer camp. They come to the camp. They get to meet the mentors, meet each other, have great relationships with their peers, a lot of team building activities, fine arts projects, and we just really kind of look at each student as a whole individual. So we focus a lot on academics, but we have kind of core pillars of our curriculum, which are character development, healthy living, yeah. financial literacy.
I'm fascinated. Like, so you're really looking at almost like a four-year program to mm-hmm. track these kids.
Yeah,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because I would think that you would start to build relationships and your mentors would have almost closer relationships than normal by going through 4 years.
Definitely. Yeah. And we ask the kids to commit to those 4 years when they sign up. And we ask the same of our mentors. We say, hey, you know, you're the reason the kids are showing up. You're the talent on the ground. They're not coming because Common's name is at the head of it. They're not coming because Dr. Hines is a part of it. They're showing up because of the mentors and the relationships they build.
Do you get kids at a young age? I mean, 14, 15 years old, mm-hmm. kind of maybe stuttering a bit and saying, I don't know if I want anything. I don't want to commit to anything for 4 years.
Yeah, it's really amazing. You know, I always laugh. I don't know that I would have done it when I was in high school. But these are the kids that are changing the narrative of Chicago. You know, they're here. They're showing up. They're investing in themselves and in their futures. And our goal is to help them graduate high school and move mm-hmm. on to a four-year university. And we help them find those scholarship dollars. So there is a lot of incentive. We do some really fun trips, too. We take them to Seattle and do some things with Microsoft because of Common's relationship. We're able to take them to D.C. So there is some really fun things that we do, but yeah, I mean, they're showing up because they say, hey, you know, I care about my future and I want to go to college. I want to graduate high school.
Okay, so let's be just thinking out loud, just this concept of if somebody doesn't follow through, if they make the commitment and they go through 2 years, they get to junior year and they don't want to do it anymore. What is that like?
Yeah, you know, we do have a little bit of attrition, but we have, I will say our retention rate is pretty high, and a lot of actually our parents are really involved, and they come and they help, and they, you know, we ask the parents to commit to it too, because it's a Saturday session. The kids have to show up on the weekends, and usually it's the parents that are getting them there. So, yeah, so it's, you know, we do have some kids that fall off, but not too many, actually less than you would think.
Is it tough when the kids fall off? I hear this from teachers and from, especially when you're talking about what they fall off for.
Yeah.
Is it tough for mentors and for you when the kids disappear?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it's just geography. Sometimes they end up moving out of areas that they can get to our sessions. Sometimes it's that life is taking them in a different direction. We stay actually really connected with a lot of those kids, but we keep a small cohort of students in each grade. So when you lose a student in that cohort, it affects everybody, you know, not just mm-hmm. us as a staff, but their peers and the relationships that they've built with their friends in that program as well.
When you have a program that is straight ahead trying to get kids to college and stay on a four-year path to get there, what is the real mission? Is the mission to keep them off the streets? Is the mission to keep them safe from Chicago violence?
Yeah, that's of course part of it. But I, you know, the students that we're serving, they're showing up. They're opting into this program, right? And it's that 4-year program. So our students aren't necessarily the kids that might be in danger of dropping out and going and joining the gang. They're showing up to school every day, and they want to succeed. They just need that extra layer of support, and mm-hmm. that's where we get them.
So when we're talking about support, I can only imagine, because I have a 12-year-old son, just the constant stress that is on the next test that you have to take, and then the next application you have to fill out, the next essay you need to write. Are we talking about those kind of things where you're like you're in there like a guidance counselor? It's almost a Saturday afternoon guidance counselor.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really funny. We always say, like, our freshmen, if we need something outside of what we're doing, go to the freshmen first because they have the most time on their hands, and the seniors, it's just really hard to pull them from things because they have an essay, right? They have the college applications. They have other things going on. So we kind of, you know, we pick and choose and try and find the kids that have the extra time to be able to,
you know, sneak in. When you think about this, and you know, obviously I asked this question of the UMedia folk too, just this, you know, when I was a kid, I thought about all the adults that wanted to design programs to help me. It usually came in the form of an assembly, as you know, don't drink and drive kind of play, right, that was on stage. But it was, the point I'm making is that adults were designing things for kids and they were out of touch.
Right.
How do you make sure that the mentors are not out of touch with kids who are freshmen, sophomore, juniors who are, you know, coming of age in 2019?
Yeah, great question. Our mentors, a lot of them are educators. They're working with those kids every day in their normal daily job. So again, you know, our mentors are opting into this, just wonderful people that are doing this for us. But really, we have student-led programming, so our kids get to say, hey, this is what I need from Common Ground. This is what would really help. For example, we had a student, one of the things that we do is really try to expose our kids to different career pathways, and we sat with some of our board members and some of the students and said, what could we do more of? What do you need more of? And one girl raised her hand, who's a senior now at Kenwood Academy, and she said, listen, I decided I wanted to become a biomedical engineer because of the exposure that I had to Pfizer when we went to visit their office. And so we need more of that. Make sure you're giving that to the freshmen and the sophomores and not just the juniors and the seniors. They need to know what's out there for them as well so that they can start thinking about that at the freshman age.
That's a great transition to what I want to talk to next about the private sector. And, and as you are able to use the relationships that Common has with Microsoft and other places, like you mentioned Pfizer, what that means for the future of mentoring after school and keeping these kids engaged. Mm-hmm. Leslie Pappas is my guest. She's the executive director over at the Common Ground Foundation. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll get right to the private sector part of our conversation here on Extension 720. Stay with us. Continuing here on Extension 720 on 720 WGN, I'm Justin Coffin. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're talking to the Common Ground Foundation tonight, talking with Leslie Pappas. She is running the foundation. She's executive director there. All right, you know, we kind of mentioned this with the segment we just did with UMedia about the private sector. Because the mayor of Chicago, the former mayor, Mayor Emanuel, he said he had a big speech that he called out all the private sector. I think he did at Malcolm X College, where he's just like, listen, we have all these social issues, one being violence, but what we're going to do, I need you to start doing mentorship. I need you to start doing internships. I need the private sector to step up and be good neighbors in the city of Chicago. Are they? That's the number one question. And number two, is that the way that you think that foundations like Common Ground and just the mentoring concept in general has to operate?
Yeah, I do. Yes, the private sector is stepping up for sure. We're actually hosting a big business conference, again, back to that exposure piece and making sure that our kids are exposed to different career pathways. Google's hosting it for us, and so many different corporations and civic leaders and business leaders are coming together, actually, this Friday at Google. People from Pfizer, from App Properties, from Amazon Future Engineers, they're coming to Chicago to help and support these students and make sure that those kids have ideas of what they can do in their careers. And so people coming together in that way are certainly impacting the students that we're serving through Common Ground. Yeah. But I do. I think it's the way for sure that you see the change happen. I always say I would love to be out of a job someday. Hopefully the public sector can get it right. But for now, I think the private sector.
You know, for you, I think about it because, you know, once you get the kids in to the Common Ground Foundation and you're working with them for 4 years to get to college and they have all these opportunities, and you just mentioned, you know, all the great companies that are coming to Chicago and they want to help out Chicago teens. But you think about the kids that don't get into the program or don't want or don't opt in, more at-risk youth who may have already made their choice or are on that line. What about that part of it? What can the Common Ground Foundation do for kids who may not want to come on a Saturday, who may not want to be ready to be thinking about what they're going to be doing in 4 years, but their lives are on the line?
Yeah. You know, we have a lot of kids in our program that those are their friends. That's who they're hanging out with. And so they bring them. And sometimes it's not a kid who's opting into the full program, but if it's an event or community service projects or something they're doing through Common Ground, they bring those friends, and we encourage them to. We want them to go out and in their community and affect change, right? And so if they're bringing one friend with them to something that Common Ground is doing, we're open to it. We want to help, you know, obviously as many students as we can, but within the confines of our infrastructure.
Chicago is a... you know, obviously is not the only major city in America that's having issues with trying to get their young people engaged. But it obviously makes the front pages in what happens here. You're from Chicago. You grew up, or you're not from Chicago?
No, I'm from Southern California.
From Southern California. Let me bring it back there. It's like you have come to Chicago. What is it about Chicago that you think makes the Common Ground Foundation work?
I think it's the pride of the city. And again, back to that private sector, people really getting engaged. Nobody here, what I've really seen about this city is that nobody is here out for themselves. They're out for the better of the community. And I think that's what makes Chicago so unique. And really that so many companies are coming together. And you know, like Google, PwC, all these big companies that are in Chicago, they're coming together at one point to impact hundreds of students from CPS and from Common Ground. And I should mention, too, that's outside of Common Ground. We bring so many students in. We have a live stream. Everyone gets to link into it. It's not just about Common Ground. It's about how do we kind of keep the wheel turning in the right direction. And we're not about reinventing the wheel. We want to partner with as many great organizations that are out there. And I think that kind of spirit of the city is where you see the impact happen.
How do you get in this work? This idea that because you've worked for other foundations, you have Matthew McConaughey's foundation, now your Commons Foundation. What is the skill set that you bring to the table to run a foundation?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit of the right time, who you know type of thing. But I studied business and kind of knew that nonprofit was something I always wanted to get into. I was exposed to nonprofit work at a young age through my parents and was just really fortunate to have that exposure, but figured out that was what I wanted to do and got lucky that I found Matthew's organization, and they hired me on and kind of sat down and said, hey, what are you doing with your foundation? What do you want your legacy to be? And that's where we started. And so helped him build it, was there for almost 10 years. And then coming to Chicago when I moved here, of course, I was, you know, drawn to inspiring leader like Common. And I really found that people that have that platform that want to do good, they just need kind of direction where and how to give back. And Common was already doing so many great things with his mother. So it was really just a matter of me coming in and saying, hey, what do we do next? How do we elevate it? How do we make it a little bit bigger?
When you talk about, you know, getting with the namesake and talking about legacy, what does Common want from his legacy? What does he want the Common Ground Foundation to do in his hometown?
He wants to make sure, you know, that these kids are supported and feel that they can achieve what they dream. He really, truly believes that every child is able to dream and can be what they dream. And so let's support them all the way through. And he looks back at his own life, who helped him get to where he is today. And it was mentors, it was people around him, it was his friends, it was, you know, all the people that he grew up with, including his mother, who was an educator. But outside of that, you know, how do you just kind of wrap these kids around and support them? And he's all about working with youth. I mean, he's super passionate about it. He's really inspiring to be around. And anyone that has, you know, heard him, he really is kind of what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
And you know, he wants his legacy to be investing in kids in the city.
You know, it is interesting because his mother's on the board of directors. He, of course, is his namesake on it. But this foundation, the Common Ground Foundation, when you think of all the foundations and all the celebrities who have foundations, this one sticks out. And I don't know if it's a relationship with the media or it's a relationship with social media, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But everybody knows the Common Ground Foundation. He does a good job. I know, but there are a lot of other celebrities in town who have foundations, but it seems like over and over, the Common Ground Foundation gets big play.
Yeah, well, he stays really connected to it, and that really helps. And he, you know, a lot of people are out there, and they have the platform, and they have kind of their name attached to things, and they may be a little bit more disconnected, but
that's the key, right?
Certainly, he's certainly very connected to it. When he's here, and he's in town, and he's in market, it's always what can we do for Common Ground Foundation, and what can we do to to expand even beyond Common Ground and do something for the youth.
Leslie Pappas is the executive director over at the Common Ground Foundation, which is really all about mentoring and college preparedness, for bringing really a four-year commitment for Chicago teens. Where can we find out more information about the foundation?
Always our website, commongroundfoundation.org. Everything we're doing is there, and social media. There's kind of a cool factor, I think, on Common Ground social media that you'll see. You'll get to see some things that Common has going on and what we're doing always. So,
great.
Yeah.
Thanks for being my guest, Leslie.
Thank you
Appreciate
so much
it.
For having me.